Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Sunday, June 8th. Happy Resurrection Day. Happy Pentecost Day as well. Do you know what we celebrate on Pentecost? It is the giving of the Holy Spirit to God's people. Now let's back it up just a little bit though. In the Old Testament, there is a festival of Pentecost. And this festival commemorates the giving of the Torah, and it occurs 50 days after the Passover. People come into Jerusalem and they celebrate. Fast forward to the resurrection, and 50 days later, that's when the people were in Jerusalem celebrating the Festival of Weeks or Pentecost. And that's when the Holy Spirit came on the believers. There were people gathered from many, many different lands in Jerusalem to celebrate the festival, and the Christians began to speak in their languages and to share the good news about Jesus. I'm a little bit excited about Pentecost. Can you tell? I just want to start speaking in Spanish. Maybe we could do the podcast in Spanish. Well, we better not. Okay, let's move into the scriptures for today. We're in Acts chapter 17. We're going to be talking about Paul being in Athens, Greece, and he's going to see idols that distress him, and then he's going to give a sermon about the unknown God. Then we'll move over to the Gospel of Luke. We'll read the latter portion of chapter 4, and we'll go to the book of Proverbs, which reminds us that we need to be packing in our backpack wisdom every day. But first, let's do our new memory verse. It's from John chapter 14, verse 16. Jesus is speaking, "And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and to be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth." I actually read a little into verse 17. I think we should, so that we can know who that advocate is. It is the Holy Spirit whom we celebrate today. Let's go over to Acts chapter 17. I'm going to read in the ESV this week, the English Standard Version. And as I mentioned, Paul is on a missionary journey. He's been to Berea, and now he's going on to Athens. We're not going to read the first part of the adventure in Athens. We'll pick up in verse 22 when he is in the Areopagus preaching. "So Paul, standing in the midst of the Areopagus, said, 'Men of Athens, I perceive that in every way you are very religious. For as I passed along and observed the objects of your worship, I found an altar with this inscription, To the Unknown God. What therefore you worship is unknown, this I proclaim to you. The God who made the world and everything in it, being Lord of heaven and earth, did not live in temples made by man, nor is he served by human hands, as though he needed anything, since he himself gives to all mankind life and breath and everything. And he made from one man every nation of mankind to live on all the face of the earth, having determined allotted periods and the boundaries of their dwelling place, that they should seek God, and perhaps feel their way toward him and find him. Yet he is actually not far from each of us, for in him we live and move and have our being, as even some of your own poets have said, for we are indeed his offspring. Being then God's offspring, we ought not to think that the divine being is like gold or silver or stone, an image formed by the art of imagination of man. The times of ignorance God overlooked, but now he commands people everywhere to repent, because he has fixed a day on which he will judge the world in righteousness by a man whom he has appointed. And of this he has given assurance to all by raising him from the dead.' Now when they heard of the resurrection of the dead, some mocked, but others said, 'We will hear you again about this.' So Paul went out from their midst, But some men joined him and believed, among whom also were Dionysius and Areopagite, and the woman named Damaris, and others with them. Before we move on, just notice Luke's attention to detail here. He's naming the people who joined them. I think about Paul contextualizing his message in a place where they worship anything, any god. There were lots of idols. The unknown god that is idolized here actually has a name. And then he points them to the truth of the risen Christ, Jesus our Lord, who was resurrected from the dead. He affirms that universal search for God and then declares that the gospel answers the search. Not everyone accepts it, but his word does not return void, as God's word never returns void, and some do believe. So for me, this is a hopeful passage and a passage that leads me to prayer. Lord, you have put me in this allotted place for an allotted season. Help me to share your love and your grace and the message of redemption for all people who are searching for you. All right, let's move over to the Gospel of Luke. We're in Luke chapter 4, verses 31 through 44 today. The title in my Bible says, Jesus heals a man with an unclean demon. And he went down to Capernaum, the city of Galilee. And he was teaching them on the Sabbath, and they were astonished at his teaching, for his word possessed authority. And in the synagogue there was a man who had a spirit of an unclean demon. And he cried out with a loud voice, Ha! What do you have to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God. But Jesus rebuked him, saying, Be silent and come out of him. And when the demon had thrown him down in their midst, he came out of him, having done him no harm. And they were all amazed and said to one another, What is this word? For with authority and power he commands the unclean spirits, and they come out. And reports about him went out into every place and the surrounding region. And he arose and left the synagogue and entered Simon's house. Now Simon's mother-in-law was ill with a high fever, and they appealed to him on her behalf. And he stood over her and rebuked the fever, and it left her. And immediately she rose and began to serve them. Now when the sun was setting, all those who had any who were sick with various diseases brought them to him, and he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them. And demons also came out of many, crying, You are the Son of God. But he rebuked them and would not allow them to speak, because they knew that he was the Christ. And when it was day, he departed and went into a desolate place. And the people sought him and came to him and would have kept him from leaving them. But he said to them, I must preach the good news of the kingdom of God to the other towns as well, for I was sent for this purpose. And he was preaching in the synagogue of Judea. And now our final passage is from Proverbs chapter 8, verses 10 and 11. Take my instruction instead of silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold. For wisdom is better than jewels, and all that you may desire cannot compare with her. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. Proverbs here calls us to prize wisdom above every other thing in the world. It's not simply knowledge, but this God-given compass that leads us into flourishing. And so I pray today that the Lord would lead us into flourishing. I also pray that the Lord would give us a sense of the people around us who may be asking internal questions about who Jesus is. Lord, give us a sensitivity and a way to have a winsome witness with them. Finally, I pray for your blessing. Today on this Pentecost Sunday, I pray that the Holy Spirit would abound in grace among us. Would you pray with me? Father, we want your wisdom, not because we can use it for our own means, but we want it because we know that it is better than jewels. It is better than rubies. It is better than material wealth. Would you bestow it upon us? We also know, Lord, that there are people in this world who need to know you, who need to know that Jesus is the resurrection and the life, that he was raised from the dead as the firstborn of many. Give us a winsome witness, whether it is just in the way that we behave in the world, or maybe it's a compassionate look. Perhaps it's just being curious about someone and thinking good thoughts about them. Help us, Lord. We need you. Lord, we also pray that you would show your power over sickness in the lives of those who we love and those who are on our prayer list. I just want to read over us verses 40 and forward of Luke chapter 4, and I want you to imagine bringing those that are on your prayer list to the Lord. Now, when the sun was setting, all those who had any who were sick with various diseases brought them to him. Lord, we bring before you our family and friends. And he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them. Father, we pray that your Holy Spirit would empower, heal our loved ones according to your will, Lord, we pray. Lord, if there are demons in people or there are demonic influences on the lives of our family, we pray that they would recognize you and that they would flee. We thank you, Lord, that we can trust you and that we know that you are the Christ. We also entrust ourselves to you and those whom we love. And we know, Lord, that your ways are best. And we pray all of this in the strong name of Jesus, our Lord, and in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.